It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Grocery store and agricultural workers can get a COVID-19 vaccine as the state begins a new phase today. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports on how El Paso County is approaching the expanded vaccinations.
Lisa Powell with El Paso County Public Health says the department is working on connecting with everyone eligible for the vaccine by hosting community clinics, calling folks on waiting lists, and opening a dedicated call center for people 70 and older. While the county is marking the anniversary of the first local case of COVID-19, Powell says she's grateful to have more resources at the ready.
At that point in time, we really didn't have any tools. And so to be in this place today where we have testing available, we have treatments available, and then now being able to start offering vaccine, it's a really great place to be.
Powell says the department is aiming to vaccinate 1,500 people at a fully booked appointment-only pop-up clinic this weekend. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Coloradans of color continue to lag behind whites when it comes to receiving COVID-19 vaccines. Here's CPR's Andrea Dukakis.
About 74% of Coloradans who've received a vaccine are white. Whites make up 68% of the state's population. About 5% of vaccines have been administered to Latinos. They make up about 20% of the state's population. Pressure is growing on the state to close the vaccine equity gap as more groups become eligible today for vaccinations and more vaccines arrive in the state. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
State lawmakers are moving ahead with a bill to boost civics education. It would require civics classes to teach about the U.S. and Colorado constitutions and how the three branches of government interact. It passed its first committee Thursday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.